should probably be approved. I just barely got an email a few minutes ago from the title person, and
they have the documents ready for closing.
Yeah, it says,
needs to sign.
We have sent the closing package to Randy AC via Notarize. He should be receiving an email notification momentarily. He will sign with a remote notary, and then the documents will be immediately delivered to me, available for recording. I will let you know when this his signing is complete, and will upload all executed documents for everyone's final review.
Did we incur costs?
No, Jesse is was responsible for the agreement and has been for all of the title work.
Okay. And the proration of taxes at closing?
Well, there are none, because
are no
it's
taxes.
Government.
Right, but well, it's not like some. It's not like if you pull something out of
Greenbelt
or in or out where there's a recovery.
No rollback. No.
Okay.
So they've on the settlement sheet, they've got title insurance coming to us, and notary and recording fees.
That we pay?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure this out.
That's what those are.
$3,000. And $3,083. Which?
Let me look at that.
But that comes out of the nets. That comes out of the selling price.
It would.
Which?
Yeah, so there's a net amount there that's listed on that sheet.
Okay. Is that what we expected to happen on our part? I'm not worried about it one way or the other. I just want to make sure it's what we anticipated.
We there was a change of title companies because of the Una. What was the name of it, Ryan? Una Basin.
Yeah, their
abandoned title.
Their closing agent was off last week or something. Wouldn't have been in the office until tomorrow or yesterday, so they wouldn't have had time to finish everything. Because for that transfer or exchange process, it has to be completed by tonight at midnight. So.
All right.
So do we need a motion and go forward with this and approve?
Yeah, it looks like the agreement does say that the seller pays the title insurance, which is fine. Oh no, hold on. Seller shall furnish the coverage. The policy shall be in the amount of the purchase price and shall be subject only to the permitted exceptions. Objections. However, the premium for the title insurance policy shall be paid by buyer at closing.
That's typical. Typically, the buyer, because there's different levels of title insurance that benefits the buyer, and they typically choose what level of insurance they want. So it's typical that the buyer pays the title insurance.
What are the expenses they're saying are ours?
If you can figure that bottom thing out, that would be good. because I'm, as you read across the bottom of that,
there's nothing.
He's paying $550,000, $3,000-something goes to there, but then there's also the $25,000 earnest. That, did he ever pay earnest?
I don't know.
Seemed like he did. What was it? There was something said about that.
Was Jesse going to be on the phone with us today?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm sure he'll answer the call.
Yeah. We can call the Uinta Basin to make, or Uinta Land and Title, whatever the original company was, because that's where they were supposed to send.
Yeah, that I agree with you, Jack. I don't see any cost to us on this page here. Proceeds
out of the purchase price.
Yeah, it just comes out of the proceeds is what is shown on the settlement statement.
Which I'm fine with. I don't want to disrupt it if it's what we were expecting or what we know.
Then maybe it wasn't something that we clearly defined.
Hold on. Closing costs and proration shall be prorated as follows. All ad valorem taxes prorated. Escrow fee charged by title company shall be shared equally. I don't see an escrow fee. Oh, yeah, there is one shared equally. Other costs. Seller shall pay premium for the standard coverage cost with title policy. Okay. Buyer shall pay for extended coverage and any additional endorsements requested by the buyer. Seller shall pay the cost of recording the deed and any documents necessary to remove any encumbrances that are not permitted.
Well, that's
the signed one. So
and Jesse did have a question for me yesterday on the on that.
So that matches what this is.
Okay.
Easement for the water, if there was to avoid some of the problems that Matt's having, that since we haven't sold that other property, if there's some kind of an easement that could.
I spoke to Jesse. There's no issues, and we're not changing anything.
Okay, yeah, so he spoke to you. All right.
And now that I'm looking at this, sorry, the closure of, or settlement statement a little bit closer, it does show that we're paying $2,243 towards the title company, and then he's paying an additional $1,121. So that's the difference between standard and whatever he wanted added to it. So I'm good with this. I'm fine with it. It's as it should be based on the participation agreement.
Right? So that. The $2,243, he pays half of that, and we pay the other half.
We're paying the $2,243. He's paying an additional $1,121 for additional coverage.
So that's half of the $22. So it's not.
I think that's probably coincidental.
Yeah. Huh? Those are actual amounts.
Okay. I wasn't clear if this was, he paid half of it. This is the charges.
No, they're different. They're not.
They're just.
Just yeah. Happened to be half.
Yeah.
Just happened to be half. The total is $3,000. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's.
But we're paying for the standard title insurance. He's paying some additional coverage. and that's reflected in the statement. I think that's
and that matches the agreement. Your motion may want to include the agreement did have a different title company, but that's not material. So I would just note in your motion to approve the closing documents that you're okay with the title company being different.
I'll make a motion that we're okay with the title company being different and to approve the closing documents as provided.
I will second the motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to approve the sale of the property to
JRL Holdings number 2.
JRL Holdings number 2.
Right.
LLC. And that we approve the settlement statement, estimated settlement statement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And you did open the RDA in and out before we started.
Yes.
I was not here, but just for confirmation.
Yeah,
good.
Thank
point.
You.
Thanks. Well, we'll need it. Doesn't have to be right now, Randy, but and I can help you if you need. But she sent an email to you to get those documents signed.
All of them will be in what she sent.
Yeah. And you'll
okay.
be, I'm assuming, it, since she said you'd be a virtual member, you'll be doing it all electronically.
Okay.
She'll get a notice and they'll transfer the money.
Okay.
And to a point that was made earlier, or a question that was made earlier about the earnest money should be held by the title company and distributed to us after the settlement.
Okay, thank you.
So that apparently the earnest money got transferred to this title company.
Yes, the settlement statement was prepared by the title company, and they're showing that there's a $25,000 earnest money.
And actually, in speaking to Jesse, he paid that earnest money to the title company sometime ago.
Yeah.
But it was a different title company, but they just...
He started with this company, and then we changed it to Uinta Basin, and then when Uinta Basin said we
okay.
completed on time,
so
back.
We'll just want to make Brianne,
yeah.
Brianne aware that we should be getting a check for $526,491.69.
Yeah,
and she can verify that. And
okay,
we'll be good.
Okay. I'll get with you, Neil, and we'll get that done right after.
Yeah, and that's all our view.
Okay.
Very good. That's a big step.
Yeah. Okay, so is there any other, let's see, I don't see any other, we're to the same point in each, the RDA and the commission meeting, so is there anything else to come before the?
I don't know what it is.
There's a need to go into closed session, right?
Yes.
So there's no open meeting business, so we'll go. I would accept a motion to go to closed session.
Motion to go to closed session with it being in and out for the purposes of exchange or lease of real property. Purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go out of open into closed for the purpose of exchange or lease of real property. All those in favor?
Jack Lytle, aye.
Matt Tippett, aye.
Randy Acey, aye.